February 17th. A word to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. On two occasions when Paul gives to his readers a long list of the ugly fruits of godlessness, right in the middle, we find one little phrase, disobedient to parents. Conversely, when you read church history, you discover that at times of spiritual awakening, practical godliness followed, including children's submission to godly parental authority. Children's obedience to their parents is not merely a suggestion, it is an obligation. Scripture teaches that such obedience is right according to the natural order of God's creation, in accordance with His law and as a response to the gospel. Parents should not be afraid to call for and praise obedience. But Paul doesn't only say that obedience is right, he also says that it is rewarded. In the Lord Jesus, there is a blessing that accompanies paying attention to God's commands and promises. And when parent-child relationships are marked by love and trust and obedience, we don't just create healthy people, we create a healthy, cohesive society. Parents who wish to bring about such obedience would do well to remember five important truths that the Bible teaches about our children. 1. Children are a heritage from the Lord. They are a gift and a blessing. Thinking of our children should prompt gratitude to the giver of those children. 2. We don't own our children. They belong to God. They're on loan to us for a limited time. 3. Children are flawed from conception, guilty of sin, and not deserving of eternal life, just like all of us. 4. Because they are sinful, children are in need of the commandments of God. As parents, we are responsible for instructing them in God's law from the earliest days. 5. Our children can be saved only by grace. Therefore, we must teach them to look to Jesus alone for salvation. Many of us live in a culture where these truths are opposed. On the one hand, children are seen as innately good, and their education or health or happiness is held up as the highest good. On the other, they are often the butt of jokes or subject of complaints. Sometimes even within the church itself, there is an absence of clear biblical statements about parenting. But here is what God says. Children growing up in the home are to obey their parents. Parents are to raise their children to know God's law and God's grace. If we would raise a generation in our homes and in our churches that is more godly and more zealous than ours, we would do well to nurture our children in the context of God's truth. Many of us are parents with children in our homes. All of us will be members of churches with children in our midst. So what should it look like for you to contribute to the spiritual health of the next generation?
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.